Mama told me to step out and cut down a side of meat hanging to the rafters. The minute I opened the door and looked up, I saw that that meat was gone. I looked down then. At the same instant, a dog rose from where he'd been curled up on the ground beside the barrel that held our cornmeal. He was a big, ugly, slick-haired yellow dog. One short ear had been chewed off, and his tail had been bobbed so close to his rump that there was hardly stub enough left to wag. But the most noticeable thing to me about him was how thin and starved-looking he was, but his belly was swelled up as tight and round as a pumpkin. It wasn't hard to tell why that belly was so full. That side of meat had been a big one. Well, to lose the only meat we had left from last winter's hog butchering was bad enough, but what made me even madder was the way the dog acted. He didn't even have the manners to feel ashamed of what he'd done. He rose to his feet, stretched, yawned, then came romping towards me, wiggling that stub tail and yelling, "Yow! Yow! Yow!" just as if he belonged there and I was his best friend. "Why, you thieving rascal!" I shouted and kicked him as hard as I could. He ducked down just in time, so I missed him by a hair. Mama came running to stick her head through the door and said, "Why on earth, Travis? Why, this old stray dog has come and eaten our meat up," I said. I aimed another kick at him. He was quick and rolled out of reach again just in time, then fell back to the ground and lay there yelling. Then out came little Arliss. He ran past me and fell on the dog and petted him till he stopped howling. Then he put his arms around the big dog's neck. He began to yell, "He's my dog! You can't kick him! He's my dog!" The big dog was back on his feet now, wagging his stub tail again and licking the tears off Arliss's face with his pink tongue. Mama laughed. "Well, Travis," she said, "looks as if we've got a dog." "But Mama," I said, "you don't mean we'd keep an old ugly dog like that, one that will come in and steal meat right out of the house?" "Well, maybe we can't keep him," Mama said. "Maybe he belongs to somebody around here who'll want him back." "He doesn't belong to anybody in the settlement," I said. "I know every dog at Salt Licks." "Well, then," Mama said, "if he's a stray dog, there's no reason why little Arliss can't claim him. And you'll have to admit he's a smart dog. Few dogs have sense enough to find out a way to reach a side of meat hanging so high. He must have climbed up on top of that meal barrel and jumped from there." I went over and looked at the wooden lid on top of the meat barrel. Sure enough, in the thin film of dust that had settled over it were dog tracks. "Well, all right," I admitted. "He's a smart dog. But I still don't want him." "Now, Travis," Mama said, "you're not fair. You had a dog when you were little, but Arliss has never had one. He's too little for you to play with, and he gets lonely." I didn't say any more. There is no use arguing with her. But I didn't want that meat-thieving dog. I might have to put up with him for a day or so, but sooner or later, I'd find a way to get rid of him.